Continuing our conversation, Roland Martin is talking with Congressman Elijah Cummings. Roland.
Congressman Cummings, there was a huge reaction yesterday to comments by Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake in calling folks thugs who were involved in some of the unrest yesterday, not only in news conference, but also on social media. How do you speak to the language, words being used, and the response from people to that?
First of all, I think if I had an opportunity to advise the mayor on that, I would beg her never to use those kind of words. And I guess part of it, Roland, is when I look at the people that live in my neighborhood, these are good people, I swear. I mean, a lot of these people doing these, acting out like this and doing the things they're doing, it's out of frustration. No job, can't get a job. They feel that they've had a poor education. They feel that they don't have opportunities. And so they feel like they're up against the wall. On the other hand, they go to a stadium. I was out there Saturday night trying to keep the peace, and they went to the stadium, the people in the baseball, trying to get out of the baseball game. And I thought about it. Most of those kids have never been in that stadium. They've never been in there. You know why? They can't afford it. And that stadium's been around for 15 years. So there is a frustration, and I think to call people a thug, I just think it's demeaning, and I think you will be more inviting and get more cooperation if you try to make sure you understand where they're coming from. Last night, some ministers got together. We'd been at church here, and we met with the various gang leaders. And the gang leaders were telling us that they were the ones who were standing in front of these buildings telling folk not to break into them. And now they are working with us to go to the streets, and we'll be doing that every evening to encourage people not to do this and to begin to work. Somebody asked a question, one of you asked a question a little earlier, what do I say to them? And the gang leaders are saying, you know, y'all got to speak our language, and we want to help. So, you know, these kids are not bad kids.
There's no truth to the rumor that the gangs are getting together to fight the police?
They made that very, very clear that that was not the case. As a matter of fact, they did a major interview last night on one of our local stations. I watched the whole thing for 15 minutes, where the gang leaders in Baltimore got together. They had just finished meeting with our ministers and said, look, we ain't about that. We know that's what people are saying about us. That's what they're thinking of us. But that's not where we are. And we hate this. We hate what's going on.
Got to ask you this here. Again, language. I saw the police commissioner talking about he wished parents would take control of their kids. He was talking about the video of the mother who went upside the head of her son. But then I heard the reaction from people saying, well, commissioner, take control of your police officers. And again, I'm going back to language where people are demanding accountability of the citizens, saying, and look, I'm a firm believer. I don't believe in looting and tearing stuff up, tearing your community up, burning stuff down. But I'm also looking at how there's a demand for the citizens to stop the violence. But the citizens are saying, well, when are you going to tell your own cops to stop the violence?
That's exactly right. One of the things, my wife and I were at a meeting with some activists not very long ago, and they were telling the young people about this is what you do, tell them what to do when the police stop them and how to survive a stop. And a young brother got up, I mean, and he was very sincere. He said, look, you know what? Tell me something, man. When y'all gonna tell the police how to treat us? And, you know, I thought about that a lot. So it's not just about us treating the police with respect. I think most of the people in this neighborhood treat the police with great respect. But even and that's even when they feel that they have not been treated fairly. So, you know, I think we have to be very careful with how we deal with those kind of issues. And I can tell you that Baltimore is just one city, but this can happen almost anywhere.
And that's the thing, Congressman, and people are saying the same thing, that it can happen anywhere, that it has happened. But a lot of people still of the belief it's not going to happen in our city, and yet it can.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, when I had to leave the funeral just a little bit early to get to Washington, and we didn't have any problems. And so I got on the way to D.C., of course, I get a call. But before I left the funeral, I could feel it. I mean, when you live in a neighborhood like this, you can just feel it. People were outside of the funeral, gathered around, and then people came up to me and said, hey, "Clemens, man, you know, like they're going up to Mondawmin Mall. That's the first place it was hit. So make sure you let the cops know." And so there were people in the neighborhood. I mean, and a lot of these were young people. I couldn't even get out the parking lot. They were telling me, and because they know me, and so the first thing I did was let the police know, look, you're going to have something going down at Mondawmin, get there. I mean, it took me a while
to get
there.
For those who don't know, explain this mall.
Mondawmin Mall is the first mall built in the black community. And it is probably 90, and it's built many, many years ago. And it's 90% of the employees, probably 95, are African-American. And it's a pretty big mall. And it's smack dab in the middle of the African-American community. Most of its patrons, I'd say 97% of its patrons, are black. And that was the first place that was hit.
So as the sun comes up this morning, and you are the mayor of Baltimore, what do you do?
First of all, I make sure that my folks, I do what she's already done. She's got people, crews out, and we got a lot of volunteers out. I'm about to join them cleaning up. Number two, I take the president up on his offer to get Loretta Lynch, our new attorney general, and her head of civil rights and her head of the COP program in here to meet with leaders and assure the community that there will be an up and down, thorough investigation, a Ferguson-type investigation of our police department. Because people have to feel some level of accountability, as was said a little bit earlier. Then I would make sure that I got the schools open tomorrow and announce that. And number two, I would work with the leaders, the gang leaders, the religious leaders, politicos, and work to come up with a plan to address a lot of the systemic problems within our neighborhoods, and then put out a plan on that. But there's a lot to do. I could go on and on. But I'll be talking to the mayor this morning, and we'll hopefully be able to get through some of this quickly.
But I got to tell you this here, Congressman, very simple. If there's not a decision to charge these officers one way or the other,
it's going to be a problem.
This is going to continue. It's going to be a problem. And
it's
so
going to be a problem.
It will now be more than a week. By this weekend, this is a part of the issue. They can't just be on administrative leave and waiting for a federal investigation.
Well,
Somebody has to make a decision to charge them or not.
Probably know, we have a young, brilliant African-American state's attorney. She's about 34 years old. She was just elected, Marilyn Mosby. We have a lot of faith and confidence in her. She will get the information on Friday, and then she has to make her decision.
All right.
Got it. Congressman Elijah Cummings, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you all.
Good job, Roland.
Good job, Roland.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later.